Why Bulldogs are the best dogs ever. English Bulldogs are the best dogs ever. Why? Well, for starters, I've never met a more cuddly, loving, affectionate, and personality-filled breed of dog before in my life. They're laid back, loyal, and they love to love. And their smushy, wrinkly faces are to die for. To make my case, let me tell you about my first bulldog, Diesel. When we first got Diesel, I couldn't believe how fast a short, stocky little thing like him could run. I mean, this dog could keep up with a 30-mile-an-hour motorized bike. He would run up and down, back and forth, side to side, wherever the pure muscle in his body would take him. It was those days of extra activity that really brought on the bulldog snore. That dog snored like nobody's business. But back to why I loved him so much. It wasn't his running and his incessant snoring, but his affection that made me love him so much. I was Diesel's favorite person, and everybody in my family knew it. When I walked in the door, there he was greeting me, jumping up on me like he wasn't supposed to do, and literally putting his arms around my neck when I bent down to his level so that he could give me a big hug and big, sloppy, wet, snorty kiss. Diesel was quite the kisser. He would lick your entire face clean if you let him. He licked pretty much any exposed area of skin. In fact, if I had just come home from the gym and I was a bit sweaty, this was Diesel's favorite time to attack. He loved the salty taste of sweat. But the reason I know Diesel loved me was because whenever I would cry, there he was to make me feel better, even if I was faking it just for attention from him. I'd get down on my knees, cover my face with my hands, and pretend to cry. And Diesel would come running. He'd push and nudge his way through my closed hands with his head so that he could get to my face and kiss the sad out of me. He knew what crying meant, and he didn't want any of that. He wanted to make me feel better the best way he knew how. Diesel would sleep nowhere else but right next to me in my bed, making sure to sleep horizontally across my queen-size mattress rather than vertically, so that I had to pull my legs up real close to my chest, which I did, so that I wouldn't bother him. Remember that snoring I told you about earlier? You get used to it. Diesel was smart, too. He would bark at the door when he had to go out, go do his business, and come right back and wait patiently to be let back in. This was the only time Diesel would bark. Well, except when the doorbell rang. Although when he got older, his bark at the back door turned into more of what my mom called a cough. I even taught Diesel our own little game, which I called You Roll, I Roll. The rules were pretty simple. We both lay on the floor and on our bellies across from each other, and I would roll the ball to him, and he would roll it back to me. Diesel was great at stopping the ball. If he couldn't stop it with his mouth, he'd stop it from going the wrong direction by using his paws, all without moving from his belly down position. He was a very dexterous pup. And Diesel, like all bulldogs, was stubborn, just like me. He wasn't going to do anything he didn't want to do. And walking on a leash was most definitely one of those things. If you ever tried to take Diesel for an actual normal person's dog walk, you got some serious tug-of-war between you and his entire body, which, let me assure you, you cannot win against. Bulldogs are pure muscle, not fat, as everyone seems to think.